It's good to be back together, to learn together. You know, last week was the first week that we had the schuss to have a shiur here in Camp Inspire. Sometimes, you know, in life, when you start something, that first time, it's very exciting and you're the part of it, and then it often, sometimes in certain things, fall to the wayside afterwards. So the second time is a little bit more chashuv in the same sense. To be back together, to learn together, to grow together. May Hashem will continue to grow always together. You know, you open up this week's parsha, Parshas Chukos, and immediately you're hit with the very, very famous question, the very famous Arachayim. It's worth chazering just to be mechazik, the Yesod. The Torah begins with the parsha of Paraduma. The Pesukim tells Vaydaber Shem Moshe Vel Aaron Lemar, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah. The Rechayim HaKodesh asks, and many others ask, that the Lashon of Zois Chukas HaTorah is very strange. It seems to be saying, this is the most important law in the Torah. Zois Chukas HaTorah, this is the law of the Torah. What should it have said? Zois Chukas Paraduma, this is the law of Paraduma. Zois Chukas Tumah V'Tara, this is the law of Tumah V'Tara. What's Pshat? Zois Chukas HaTorah, this is the law of the Torah. Such a lashon, such a language. As if this law of Paraduma is the most important law in the Torah. So just a chazer before we build what we're going to build tonight. The Rechayim HaKadosh, it's kedai to see inside, tells us something very beautiful. You know, the laws of Paraduma is known as a chok. It's not just a chok. It's known as the quintessential chok in the Torah. It's the symbolism of all chok. All laws without reason. Laws without understanding. As we know, why the whole entire thing works, a red cow that you burn, take the ashes, put it in water. The person who's tamei will be sprinkled with that and become tar. The person doing the sprinkling becomes tamei. Nothing about it makes sense. Zois chukas haTorah. Rechayim HaKadosh says that is the most important law in the Torah. Because the most important yesod, foundation of Avodas Hashem, is we keep Torah because it's emes. And yes, hopefully we understand and we connect and we have passion, but in the end of the day, I have emuna pshuta, I believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom, I believe that the Rabbeinu Shalom put me in this world, I believe the Rabbeinu Shalom knows best for me, I believe the Rabbeinu Shalom has given me a guidelines of life called Torah. And through those guidelines of life, that's how I could live to the best of my ability. I could live up to why He placed me in this earth. And some of those laws might make sense, and whether it be chesed, whether it be tefillah, whatever it might be, and some of them might be beyond me, because God is beyond me. And I'm limited. And it's okay to be a little bit humble and say, I don't understand, and God does understand. And He knows better than I what's best for me. Even if in my eyes, with my mind, this is a chayk. And that has to be by Kol HaTorah Kula. Halavai, we could also understand and be able to connect in a deeper way and make it meaningful in our lives in such a way, but even when not, even when I'm wavering because I have my own ideals and my own desires and my own temptations, Zois Chukas HaTorah. No. The Eibush, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows better than I what's best for me. And therefore I have to commit and continue to keep and strive to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every single mitzvah. Even if we stop there, it was kedai coming together, just to chazer those words, and to remember that yesod of the most important principles in Kol HaTorah Kula, I believe. But I want to develop a different idea. It's based on an idea of the Chidah, which needs a lot of pirush, needs a lot of explanation. The Chidah says you have to go a couple more words. Basically, this is the law of the Torah. You know what the law of the Torah is? You know what the law that we have to know, the law and the foundation of all other laws. Zois Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva. Hashem. Asher Tziva Hashem, that Hashem Tziva, Hashem commanded. What does that mean? So he said, we have to look, and this is B'derech Remez, but there's a deep idea here we have to understand, and there's Shivim Panim Torah. Torah can be understood on many, many levels, and very deep levels. He says, Tziva, Tzadi Vez, Tzadi Vav Hey, is 101 Big Matria. Zois Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva. To remember that. Remember 101. Now, what does that mean? Shkayach, that's very cute, very beautiful. That's the gematria. So right away, we have to remember a Torah from Rav Shur. Rav Shur says such a beautiful idea at the end of the Haggadah, in his Haggadah Alakach Valibov, of Rav Shur Shlita. He says, at the very end of Seder night, you know, we have songs, Nirtza. One of those songs at the very, very end seems like a child's lullaby, right? Who knows one? I know one. One is Hashem. Who knows? Do we all sing this? Some in English, some in Hebrew. Echad miyodeh. I don't know, whatever your family does. It's very confusing when you get married and you have to be by the in-laws and Seder night. It's like, you know, marriage is worth it. It's beautiful and awesome. But like Seder night is... Now, because everybody has their own Seder and their own way to sing and do things. But I'm just thinking that my son, Baruch Hashem, made a chas this year. My son's first night of Pesach was with us and was, you know, but then he went to his in-laws. It's a whole different world, like how they do Seder and what they do. And anyways, so it sounds like a child's lullaby then. Who knows one? I know one. Who knows two? I know two. Shlosha miyadeh, shlosha avos, arbim. I was like, shkoyach, very nice. That's how we end Lel Seder. Such a kadosh night, such a holy night, this incredible night, Lel Seder. So Shor says as follows. You know, with all due respect to Rabbi Fagan over here, especially tonight after he just shared with me the score, but those of us that are Yankee fans, so those of us that are Yankee fans, when, you know, the Yankees, if you know something about the Yankees, they don't have their names on the back of their jerseys. It's mamish, like, you know, tradition. And it's a concept, you know, a very beautiful concept. You know, here in Aspire, our jerseys don't have names on the back either. It's very beautiful that the team is much greater than the individual. You know, we don't need a name. There doesn't need to be. No, you need to know the number, just to know whatever it is. But Lamaisa, you don't need a name because your name is Yankees. You know, that's your name for the team. So you don't have. So, but the numbers in the Yankee history is very chashuv, right? If you're a Yankee fan and you just hear the number 7, the immediate association is Mickey Mantle. Like, that's where your brain and heart goes. You hear the number 2. It's Derek Jeter, right? That's just how things go. We won't mention any current Yankees. We won't go there. Apparently, someone might have had a grand slam tonight just a few minutes ago. But Lemaitza, you know, you had a big win last night. You had a big win last night. You have to be thankful. Lemaitza, you're the number. Immediately, you just hear the number, and there's an association. Because when something's chashiv to you, that's what triggers. That's where your mind is. That's where your heart is. So Rav Shur explains so beautifully. Lel Seder, this beautiful night of Amunah, this beautiful night of connecting to Hashem and connecting to our heritage and connecting to be what it means to be a Yid and having Akar Zatov. And so by the end of the Seder, I'm so enthralled and so one with Yiddishkeit, so one with Hashem, that I hear the number 1, all I think about is Hashem. I hear the number 2, all I think about are the Luchos. I hear the number 3, all I think about are the Avos. That's what triggers, because that's where my heart is. That's who I am. Beautiful Yisod. So what's 101? Because the Chida tells us, and without much explanation, so 101. So one idea, you know, the Samach Mem are the oisios for the Satan, for the Itahara. The Samach Mem is Gematria 100. So 101 defeats that. 101 happens to be Mikael, who's the Sar, the angel that defeats the Samach Mem. Okay, these are deeper ideas. So maybe that's what he's alluding to. He might even say that, I don't recall. But I want to develop something perhaps tonight based on something I saw years ago from my Rebbe, the Shlita Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman Shlita. He says something incredible. Bring me a Gemar Chagig over here. I should have brought one of the Shas. Yeah. Gemar Chagig Daf Tesam at Beis. Says as follows. A very famous Gemara. Thank you so much. Gemar Chagig Daf Tesam at Beis. Comparing different individuals, a tzaddik in Russia, someone's oivid elokim and someone who's not oivid elokim. So what's it say? Who's an oivid elokim? Who's a not oivid elokim? Who's someone who serves God? Who's not? Listen to the differentiation in the Gemara. A very strange Gemara, which we have to begging for explanation. It says ultimately, you have two tzaddikim. One's considered eved elokim, and one's considered not an eved elokim. It's based on psukim over here. And what's the difference between a tzaddik who's an eved elokim and tzaddik that's a tzaddik, so obviously special, but not an eved elokim? So the Gemara says, "Eino dome shona parko me'apamim l'shona parko me'av echad."
You can't compare somebody learns something 100 times to someone who learns something 101 times. So first of all, maybe that's the 101 we're talking about. Maybe that's the 101 we're talking about here. That seeming that 101 takes us on this very high level of to being a real Eved Elokim, and that's what we're striving for, those who look at the Torah, to be that type of person. Now, but we have to understand what this means, because last time I checked, does it really make such a difference 100 times, 101 times? Have any of us ever learned anything 100 times or 101 times? Like, that's a lot of times. It's hard to even comprehend. The Gemara Megillah talks about learning something 4 times. Right? We know this famous allusion on top of the daf, the lines of Rashi. There's a Gemara in Tainus that talks about Reish Lakish learning something 40 times, which is tremendous. 100 times? To learn something 100 times? And then 101 is so much greater than that? That one extra time? Could say, okay, the Chazar is important, so I remember something, which, by the way, fits very well into the Paraduma. Just for a moment. Rashi in our parasha tells us, it's Rashi on Pasuk. Pasuk of Peis, I think. We'll find it after. But trust me, there's a Rashi that talks about that the. Oh, here. No, Pasuk. Perek Chaf Pasuk Peis. That the Paraduma is supposed to be some level of Kapara for Cheta Egel. That the egel is an egel, it's a calf. And we messed up with an egel. So what happens when a child makes a mess? The mother has to come and clean up after the child. So the Parah Aduma cleans up after the egel, the simon of kapara for the cheta egel. So how cheta egel, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Nandal, it says, if we didn't say in sin by cheta egel, any Torah you would learn, you would remember. We would never forget any Torah. We would never forget any Torah. So you have to be mechaper that by learning 101 times. Zos chukas haTorah asher tziva. Maybe zos is also zachar al tishkach. Reshitevos, right? Zachar al tishkach is zos. But there has to be so much deeper over here. If the chida is telling us, and let's develop this, if the chida is telling us that the chok of the Torah, the law of the Torah is asher tziva, is something to do with 101. And here we have a Gemara that 101 makes you an Eved Elokim. But why, really? Why 101 more than 100? What is that that makes you an Eved Elokim? And what is that that's the secret to success as a true Eved Hashem? Which is Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. Which is what Hashem wants from each and every one of us. So first we have to share the Tanya. You know, this last week we spoke Tanya. This week we spoke Tanya. I'll tell you, let me explain. You know, it's always a battle I have when I go away for the summer. One of my biggest battles is figuring out what svarim to bring. Because, like, it's such a schus and such a machaya to be at home and you have all your svarim. And then you come here, and like, okay, a few summers ago when we started going away, I spoke to my wife, and she says, okay, you could bring one box full. You know, one of, like, Chavez and Shabbat's gourmet galat boxes, if the Olam knows what I'm talking about. But, like, one box full, because after that, it's no end. I remember mentioning this to Rav Moshe Weinberger. He told me, when I told him, he started shaking his head. He's like, you have no idea, Arya, what I go through when I go away. You know, I can imagine, you know. Moshe Weinberger has about 100,000 svarim. Every summer, he gives away a few thousand svarim that he realizes, like, he just doesn't have room for anymore to make way for new. Every week, he gets, like, a box of any new safe, big license sends him. It's a big svarim store in Brooklyn. Any new safer that comes in, he has. And then he goes through all of it, you know, it's... Lamaisa, Cheshbin. So Lamaisa, I had to figure out, and I'm going through myself. So I brought with me a Tanya. I felt like I couldn't be without a Tanya, and I wanted to learn Tanya. I actually brought two Tanyas, one just the Tanya that I've been through, and one for my Rebbe who put out a Pirish from the Shul Pinchas. So that's why we have to learn. So that's what we're stuck with. But there's nothing wrong with being stuck with the Tanya, meaning Tzadik Yisod Olam. So he has this question. He wants to understand this Gemara. It's in Perek Tezvav of Tanya. What does it mean? Misha Shona Parko Me'apam Le'me'avechad. Really, 100 or 101 times is such a difference? Really? And that's the definition if you're an Eved Elokim or not. And that might be what the Chida is alluding to. That is what Zoyis Chukas HaTorah Hashar Tziva. So this is what he says. He says something incredible. Mishum Shibimeyem Hayaharagilus Lishnos Kol Perek Me'apamim. That in the times of the Gemara, in the times when this was written, the normal routine, the normal way that people would learn things was 100 times. That's what he says. So therefore, what is 101? Bipneishu yoser mergilusum. That's more, that's above normal. That's going out of the way. That's putting in the extra effort. That's going above and beyond. That's putting in real mesiras nefesh. L'chein zosa pam hameh v'achas, that extra one time, hayesera haregilus, that is more than what's accustomed, more that's normal, shehurgul menurav, shkula keneged kulam, that's equal, that one time's equal to all 100 times. V'olal gebeim b'yester sheis b'yester oz, and that rises above all the others with greater strength and greater meaning. Leos nikra oved alokim.
You hear what the Tanya is saying, Chavra? The Tanya is saying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is our effort, is our heart, is our passion, is going above and beyond. Not just check, I was yoytze. You know, we could go through a whole day and check. I put on tefillin, I daven shachris, I daven mincha, I daven ma'ariv, I wore tzitzis, I learned in the morning a little bit, I learned at night a little bit, I made my brachas, I did nothing wrong today. And I did a lot of mitzvahs. But did you go above and beyond? Did you give the extra few minutes of learning? Did you dive in with the extra kavana a few minutes? Did you make sure to go out of your way to help another person today? Not all the people that came to you, and you helped a lot of people. Because a lot of people, listen, especially the job in a camp, and campers are coming and all that stuff, but did you go above and beyond? That's the mark of the difference. You could be a tzaddik without that, but not a tzaddik oved al kim, the Gemara is telling us. That's what the Eberster wants. Zoyz chukastari ashar tziva. That's the 101. That extra time. That's amelus. In our Torah learning, in our davening, in our chesed, in every area. That's what it means. Also, the allusion is from this week's parasha, which we'll talk a little bit later in the 5 minute part, but Zoyz HaTorah Adam Kiyamis Ba'ohel. Gemara in Brachos Samech Gimel says, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim Elevi Shemeim Et Atzmo La'ah. Torah is not, doesn't have a kiyamis till you kill yourself over it. Pasha Pasha, you give all. You give your all. You're all in. You're all in, as Rabbi Fagin taught us so beautifully the first night together. You're all in. Are we all in? At something, was I all into something today? In my avodas Hashem, something, one area, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu zoyz chukas tzari ha'tziva. All in amelus. Amelus could be in effort, in time. It could be while I'm doing it, I give my whole heart. You know, some of the chevra went a few nights ago. This swimmer, right? This swimmer, this woman, right? All the chevra knows about this. I don't know if you were here on that. The swimmer that swam from Canada to the beach. 2 minutes away. It's amazing, like, where we are. Like, it's like, we're in the middle of nothing and something's happening here. It's like, you know, it was on the news. You guys were on the news? You sent in the video to the news? You sure? Hey, come on, Mort.
I didn't approve of the guys recording.
That's the swimmer that swam from Canada to here. Left 8 o'clock. And apparently, before, I read up on this a little bit, before COVID, this was done often. And then they stopped. They didn't allow it because you weren't allowed to go even across the water. You're not allowed to go through past the borders. So, COVID in the water. I don't know. Chvestish, you know. Lemaisa, I don't know. Maybe you could swim and swim back without seeing anyone. Or wear a mask when you swim. I don't know. Lemaisa. So, this woman, apparently this was done by a lot of people back in the day. And then for the last few years, it stopped. And finally, this was the first woman to do it in a few years. She swam from Canada to here. She's left 8 o'clock in the morning and swam for close to 6. What time did she come? What time was it? Close to 12. What time?
11 something.
So over 15 hours. She swam over 15 hours straight. You hear this? Who here could say they've done anything over 15 hours straight? Anything. Maybe when we were teenagers, we slept for 15 hours straight. Maybe. So we were passive. That's not active. I mean, right? Maybe we're able to do that. Over 15 hours straight, she's up, right? There's standards. She's not allowed to go on stop. She could, like, tread, I guess, but she can't, like, get in the boat. I don't know, chvestish. Right? Swam for over 15 hours straight. So you went to see that because, I guess, it's cool because, again, we're, like, here and something's happening outside of fireworks or cherry festivals or a trip to the Circle K. But, like, Lamaisa, you saw something precious. You saw someone who went 101, who went above and beyond, who did something with everything she's got, everything she's got. And that could be in time, that could be with when I'm in it, meaning it could be, okay, usually I learn for an hour, can I go an hour and 15 minutes? Or it's when I'm putting that hour, is my full in there? You know, when you're learning, do you put away your phone so you're not distracted by it? Are you fully in with your heart, with your emotions, with your brain, with everything? Not thinking about six other things while I happen to get through the daf or whatever I'm doing. All in. Am I davening, mechesin, everything? That's one derech. But there's another derech. And this derech, this is excited to share this Torah because this is one of my favorite Torahs I've ever learned in my life. I mean that. I have a lot of favorite Torahs, that's true, but this is up there. It's just such a special yisod that we have to keep with us always. And it comes from the Hilgabal Shem HaKadosh, brought down from his Talmud, that tells Yaakov Yosef. This is supposed to be by all these tzaddikim with Rav Mordechai. You know, Rav Ben and myself, we went on a trip, we went to all these tzaddikim, we saw the Baal Shem, and we saw the Tos Yaakov Yosef, and we saw the Baal Tanya. All the tzaddikim we're talking about. Chaim HaKadosh, maybe some of you have been. The Chaim HaKadosh is on Har HaZeisim, I don't know. Who has been? I'm a Kayan, so there I can't go. But I guess I've waved from the Kaisel area, you know, so I guess I've seen some kind of... So the Lamaisa, listen to what the Hilchos Baal Shem tells us, quoted until Yaakov Yosef. The Gemara we just read is as follows: Eino shona misha shona parko mea pamim lemea ve'echad. Interesting, by the way, when it says mea ve'echad, I don't remember if he point makes this diuk, but I want to add it. When it says mea ve'echad, it says eino doime shona parko mea pamim l'shona parko mea ve'echad. It doesn't say mea ve'echad pamim. It should. Should say mea ve'echad pamim, right? 100 times, 101 times. Why is the Gemara doesn't have the word pamim there? Maybe this is where the Baal Shem HaKadosh saw this beautiful yisod. Now you can sit and learn Torah because you're supposed to, because it's important for you, because you're learning the halachos, because there's a lot of deeper reasons. But ultimately, Torah is chachma elokis. Torah is the wisdom of Hashem. Torah is the personality of Hashem. Every time I learn Torah, the Baal HaTanya, the same Tanya we just learned in Perek Dalet, I can read you his words. We have it right here, might as well. It's so beautiful. It says, every time that I read it, she told me that, I give the Rabbanu Shalom a hug. How beautiful is that? Imagine if you thought that, Imam, when I learned Torah, I'm giving Hashem a hug. I'm getting, what is a hug? A hug is to get close to somebody, as close as possible to somebody. Every time I learn Torah, I'm getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the deepest of ways. The Nefesh HaChaim says, every time I learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my chavrusa. I'm with Hashem, and I'm getting to know Hashem, and getting to relate to Hashem, and getting to connect to Hashem, and bringing Hashem into my life. It has to be Torah Hashem. There's not just a Torah, there's a nice in a Torah. And the Rabbanu Shalom has to be in our mind, the Rabbanu Shalom has to be in our hearts throughout the day. And a person could daven, not even thinking about Hashem, just Hebrew word exercises. I go through, I say all the words, but am I thinking about Hashem? I could daven not thinking about Hashem. I could wear scissors not thinking about Hashem. Or every moment Hashem Echad is by my side, and the way that I perform all those mitzvahs is a different world. That I'm connecting to Hashem, I'm talking to Hashem when I daven. I'm learning about Hashem and learning with Hashem when I learn Torah. Every mitzvah I do, I'm doing it because Hashem told me to, and it's keilu, my parents just asked me to do something. I'm connecting to Hashem. I'm one with Hashem. Hashem is my life. You know what happens when Hashem is in your life? Life becomes so sweet. All the troubles of life, all the sadness of life is because we forget that Hashem is by our side. If you think about it really in depth, I don't mean tragedies don't happen. Tragedies occur. But one can handle all those tragedies with that knowledge that Hashem is by my side. And knowing that Hashem runs the world, and knowing that Hashem is my life, and knowing that this comes from Hashem, and He has a plan, even if I don't understand it, I'm not privy to it. Hashem Echad, and Hashem is with me. You know what the Gemara says, the Baal Shem Tov mean? You can't compare someone who learns something 100 times to who learns it 100 ve'echad, with Hashem Echad by his side. Learns it 100 and having Hashem with him. And knowing this is Torah Hashem. You can't compare it. You can't compare it if you're davin, and you're davin when you're really talking to Hashem. You make a bracha and you're really thanking Hashem. Whatever we're doing, walking around, playing ball, whatever it is, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment. And if I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment, it elevates everything that I do. And Zoyz Chukas HaTzor HaShar Tziva, Enodom HaShesh, Mea Pam LeMea Ve'echad, Tziva Gematria Mea Ve'echad, Tziva Gematria 101, to know Hashem is with me. Hashem is by my side. And we have to walk like that and talk like that. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim, all of Shaar Dalet and Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim V'Lashon says Shaar Dalet, that you can't just learn Torah, you have to first learn Musar. That every person has to first learn, that's the Kli. But what is, why? What is Musar? Why? Why can't you get whatever that is from the Torah itself? Musar is that recognition, understanding of building Yiras Hashem, building an awareness of God. Then I have God, I have the Echad, now I can start learning Torah. And now I can start davening. And now I can start living my life in the most beautiful ways, and life becomes that much more beautiful. And we have an opportunity here to build this, Chavr, I want you to know. Now we're in the month of Tammuz. And Tammuz, the Sefer Yetzirah says, is every month has a different sense to it. And Tammuz is Re'iyah, is sight. Tammuz is sight. And it doesn't mean physical sight necessarily. It means because we're just not seeing things in the proper way. And that's why it brings Chorban. Tammuz is the most difficult of months, even more difficult in ways than Av. Because Av, the first half of the month, is terrible and tragic. And you have the 9 days and Tisha B'Av that hopefully will be flipped this year. But then you have Tu B'Av. And then you have Tu B'Av and it changes the mazel for the second half of the month. Tammuz, the entire month, is difficult mazel. And you see this, by the way, just to talk a little deeply for a moment, Chavir, you follow. Those of us who daven Nusach Sfarad will know what I'm talking about. But Al Pi D'Arizal, every single month has a Shem Havaya that's connected to it in a different serif, in a different order of those letters, right? Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name of Hashem that represents His presence and mercy, and He was, He is, He will always be in my life. So it could be rearranged, how many times? 12, how many ways? 12 different ways. Right, Chavar? Right? So it's Yud Hei Vav Kei, could be, it's straight, Beseder. And then it's four letters, but it's not four factorial because two of the letters are the same, Hei and Hei, if you understand what I'm saying in math a little bit. So it ends up being 12 ways instead of 24 ways. So Yud, it could be Yud Hei Vav Kei, it could be Hei Hei Vav Yud, it could be Yud Vav Hei Hei, right? Meaning 12 different ways. And each of those ways corresponds to a different month. And there's a pasuk that corresponds to each month with that order for that particular month. It could be the Rashi Tevas of the pasuk, it could be the Sofei Tevas of the pasuk. Right? You with me, Chavar? So here, very simple. Nisan. Nisan is the most beseder, seder. It's the most orderly month. It's the month when we become a nation. It's the month of Amunah. It's a month where everything makes sense and it's good and God is by our side and miraculous miracles that He's taking care of us. So it's Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. That's the only month that Yud Kei Vav Kei is in order. For the, like the pasuk, Yismichu Hashemayim Visagel Haaretz. Yud Hei Vav Hei, right? And then you have all other months. Only one month is Yud Hei Vav Hei completely backwards. And that's this month. Tammuz. Tammuz is Hey Vav, Hey Yud, meaning Yud Kei Vav, and Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards is the most din, the most judgment. It's flipping Rachamim. It's the most difficult of months. It comes from the pasuk of Ze Einenu Shave Li. Sofei Tevos, right? Ze ends in Hey, Einenu ends in Vav, Shave ends in Hey, Li ends in Yud. Those are the words of Haman, who had everything in the world, was the second wealthiest person to ever live, Chazal tell us, after Korach from last week's parsha. Had a beautiful family, was not second in command, he was first in command with the ring that he took from Ahasuerus. He's basically ruling over the king. But Zayin and Shavali wasn't worthwhile to him. You know why? Because he didn't have the re'iyah, he didn't have the proper sight of what the world is all about. And he didn't appreciate God in his life, and therefore he wants everything. And even if he's missing one small thing, it's meaningless. Because when you don't have Hashem by your side, you have nothing. Zayin and Shavali. We need the proper ear, we need the proper sight to flip around Tammuz of Din to Yismichu Hashemayim V'Sagal Arts. We get the world, we get HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life with all the Rachamim. And it comes from Re'iyah. To bring Hashem, bring the Echad to all the hundreds of my life. So maybe if it's through Re'iyah, it could be through my physical Re'iyah as well. And I believe it's true, and I believe it's an opportunity we all have here, Chavar. I just want to tell you. Meaning what? Avram Avinu came to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring Echad into the world. How do you do it? We all know the famous Medrash. You learned this when you were in kindergarten. It's a machlokas, how old he was. Could be he was very, very young, even 3 years old, but whatever age it was. He went outside and looked around and he saw the quote-unquote nature of the world. He saw the trees and the birds and he saw everything. He says, there has to be a Rabbeinu Shalom. There has to be a creator of their creations. You know, all year long, and I always feel this every summer, getting out of the city, per se, all year long, we're involved with a lot of yesh meyesh, a lot of man-made objects, which ultimately come from Hashem. But we're in cities with tons of buildings and cars and connected to our phones constantly and computers constantly and, like, everything, like, which creates a situation where it's harder, not impossible, but harder to feel and sense the achad by my side. Because I'm all with yesh meyesh, man-made things. Which, again, it's all chachma from Hashem, but, like, it makes it more difficult. And I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, there's a minog definitely in New York and specifically, like, in the city by the a lot of worlds of Jews to get up to the country and to get away somewhere. Like, we are here, which is, yeah, we're in some town, but let's be real. This is like the country in Pennsylvania. You drive around here, you just see vineyards and vineyards and vineyards. And why is it? Why is the minog to get away? Just because it's hot and to have more land. I always felt to get away and see yesh me'ayin. You get away for the summer, you look around, and you see trees, and you see animals, and you see the Brias Ha'ilam Neflois HaBoyre. You know, that helps us do connect Hashem a little bit more. Think about it. That we have the opportunity to see the most magnificent sunsets here. You watch sunset every day, it's magnificent. I went yesterday, you guys were on the trip, I went to watch the sunset by the beach. It's unreal. And you see Neflois HaBoyre, and that helps us feel the Rabbeinu Shalom by our side. Much more so. Imamish, much more so. Just go take a drive to Lake Erie and just stay there for a few minutes. Not with like six guys, by yourself. Go and sit over there by the lake and just have some hisbodidus and think about the Rabbeinu Shalom and look at the gorgeous. You know, last night, I was there, this man Wayne came over to me. Wayne was probably like a 70-year-old man. He's telling me how he lived in New York and he had to get out of New York because of the type of state it became. He had to get to Pennsylvania. It was like a 10-minute drive from where he lived, you know, but makes a big difference. I don't know. He's telling me his whole life story. But first he looks at me, he's like, and I'm looking just like this over there, you know, a white shirt on, a yarmulke on. He says, I don't think you're a Muslim. That's how he introduces me. He comes over to me. That's what he says. He says, I don't think you're a Muslim. Wait, listen to what he says. This was incredible. He says, you're part of the original religion. You're part of the authentic one. That's what he said. I'm like, you got me. You got me. Yep, I'm Jewish. So he says he's Christian, but he has a lot of Messianic rabbis. Don't worry, he says. He says, I learned from a lot of Messianic rabbis, so I'm like, I'm one of you. I'm one of you. Whatever that means. But it was amazing to me that he called us the original authentic religion. That's what, you know. They know. Deep down, they know. But Lemaisa, Wayne was telling me that, again, he told me every year this changes. I don't know where he saw this. I'm not sure. I'm trusting Wayne. You know, you have like, Das Tyre, Das Wayne of Pennsylvania. And he said that it was once that the sunset by Freeport Beach, right where we are, 3 minutes from here, was rated of the top two sunsets in the world. This is what he said. Now, again, I don't know if this is true or not true. I'm telling you what Wayne told me, Chevra. He said top two in the world. He said the other one was somewhere in Japan. He said this was years ago. It changed. It's not like that anymore. I don't know. I Googled it. I didn't find it on the top 20. So I don't know how it fell that low. But La Mesa, this is what Wayne said. He's been here a lot longer than any of us. Trust me. But I'll tell you, so I don't know if it's top two in the world, but it's magnificent. What we don't get in our normal homes. And last night it was gorgeous orange, like dropping down by the sea. And you think to yourself, this is all Neflois HaBoyre. It's all Rabbeinu Shalom. You look at Lake Erie and as far as you can see, Neflois HaBoyre. And you drive around, you see the vineyards here, Neflois HaBoyre. It's all so beautiful, so incredible. And what that helps us see the Rabbeinu Shalom in my life. And I see the Rabbeinu Shalom in my life, everything, then I elevate everything in my life. Everything is Echad. Everything's with that Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the 101. It's Me'av Echad with Hashem. Gotta open up our eyes. Just open up our eyes. Hashem's by our side. Gotta just share. I've said this story over probably 100 times, or maybe even 101 in my life. But I heard this from my Rebbe Mori, and I think about it most days. From my Rebbe, Nassim Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik HaShivracha. He said this once in the Arab Shabbos shmooz that I used to go to every Friday. Was the highlights of my life. What I would do for one more of those shmoozes. I would cry every single one. It was like just from the emotions of it. He said that one time an almana, a widow, came to him crying bitter tears. She was married for over 50 years and lost her husband. And he gave her words of chizik, of course, and spoke to her for a while. And then he gave her an assignment. He told us, he said to her, when you leave here, I want you to go and buy, this was years ago, buy a little notepad, you know, like the homework pads from early in the day in our careers, and a pen, and have it with you always. And anytime something happens to you in your life that you feel the Rabbeinu Shalom by your side, and you know that he's there, and it's like a small miracle, bigger to you, to your children, write it down. And when you start to feel alone, take out that notebook and know that you're never alone. Hashem is always by your side. Start reading back. And we need those notebooks. And we need just to look around and see the Rabbeinu Shalom. We need to know Hashem Echad. And that's maybe the Asher Tziva, that's the 101 that defeats everything. And when we have that Vad, I think that's will be Mekayim. If we're Mekayim, the 101 of the Baal Shem, then we'll be Mekayim, the 101 of the Tanya. Because when we have Hashem by our side, and we know He's with me, of course I'm going to want to give my all. Of course I'm going to go above and beyond, like the Tanya said, which 101 is. Of course I'm going to give everything. And then I'll be considered, not just a Tzaddik, but an Eved Ol Kim. We'll be Zoich Hashem, we'll see when we all do this together, how much we care and how much we feel him in our life, how much we want to do for him. We'll be zoicha that he'll come and have the Shechina b'tachtoinim in the greatest ways with Mashiach Zidkenu, b'mehera b'yemeinu.